East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Guys, don't our Olympians arrive back in South Africa today?
Yes, they do.
But O.R. Tambo.
O.R. Tambo International Airport, 8:30 this morning.
If you go to King Shaka now, you can catch the 7:30, you'll be at O.R. Tambo. Guys, this happened, eh? Just quickly, on a little bit of segue. A little bit of segue here. So this happened. Do you remember when Ace Magashule's PA landed in Joburg?
Yes.
It's the exact same time Mouse was landing in Joburg to go visit a friend.
Really?
And I was like, no, don't be on the same flight. Don't go anywhere near.
Yeah.
But I couldn't contact her because she was in the air. And I was like, anyway, 8:30 today, it's good people coming to
not
the
criminals.
Airport.
Yes.
And our Olympians. And how many medals we got? Six.
Yeah, so we got six medals, which means Sascock has to pay. The government has to pay.
No Sunet Fuljoen vibes yet.
No, yeah, but also, let me just correct that story. The payment was delayed.
Mm-hmm.
The system was offline. When it was online, then it was paid. Yeah. Sunet was paid eventually.
And we all know the system being offline everywhere all the time.
No, he always brings it up. Every Olympics, Figelim. But no, Figelim did the signature, bro. The payment was a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know who makes it. The treasurer. Who's the treasurer of South Africa?
Treasury. You're saying the treasury.
Treasury,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, bro.
Okay.
So, the monies that is owed to our Olympic medalists. So, in total, I think it is, how much is it? It's just over 1.7 million rands. And the breakdown is quite interesting. So, the big one, of course, is South African best striker, Tatiana Smith. She's going to get 600,000 rand for her gold and silver.
Nice.
Gold and silver.
Yes. And
so
the coach.
How does that break down?
So I think the breakdown goes like this. It's 400,000 for the gold, 200,000 for the silver, 600,000 in total. The coach gets about 75,000 rand.
Separate? Doesn't have to pay?
Separate.
And now, is that a text?
I don't know. I know that's not for me. I look at the face value. No.
Like Sky said, treasury.
Yeah.
Treasury and SARS can figure that one out.
No, but I mean, you were
out.
Defending Fakile so nicely earlier. Why don't you just WhatsApp him?
Anyway,
I don't have his genuine number. So just quickly comment. He changed his number. So Johan van Dijk, 200,000. She won the silver.
Yeah.
Ellen Heatherly. I love
how
we go from
bronze.
Bronze is 75,000 rands.
Oh,
we go from 200,000 to 75. And then the team, because a lot of people have been asking this, because another bronze was for the Blitz Box and the 4x100 meter relay. So the Blitz Box times 4 will earn 75,000 rands. No. That's the relay team will earn 75,000 rands per athlete.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. And then the Blitz Box. 12 of them are going to get 50,000 rand per athlete.
Can I just say, I upgrade that? Because it's not much in comparatively,
it's not
right?
Much.
Let me tell you what other countries will give you. And I really feel like we should do more because they go there once every 4 years and then they've still got to sustain themselves in between that time.
Training is not cheap.
You took the words out of they've got to train. So, Kazakhstan, they earn... I guess they also receive apartments in Kazakhstan. Malaysia gives everybody 300,000 and 100,000 ringgits, but they also add luxury service departments or extra cash you can choose. You want the apartment or you want the extra cash. Malaysian athletes will get a foreign-made car. That's great. South Korea offer a prize money and lifelong pensions. So they get a lump sum, plus for the rest of their lives, they will get money. South Korea, you get free drinks for life and transportation. we all love that. And then, look, in Hong Kong, and you get quite a bit as well, because you get free lifetime tickets to the city medalists for all public transport forever.
Oh, nice.
On top of the 14 million rand in Hong Kong.
Yes. And in Poland, you get a holiday voucher, a painting, a scholarship, a diamond. That was their one Polish athlete, yeah. A diamond, a scholarship,
what
holiday
kind of
voucher, and a
painting. Diamond. I mean, there's like, you know, half a carat.
I'll take it. Who cares? One. I'll take it.
Well, yeah, you're right. Diamonds are forever. All right. Nice. Well, our guys are getting some cans.
But after that, don't tell that to Tatiana.
Yeah, don't tell her.
She'll come back as Tatiana.
Just spread the word, guys. Our
Uncle Gaten, if you want to make everybody's prizes
also,
better.
Don't think, like, guys, if I run a restaurant or a hotel and one of the Olympians shows up, they're not paying.
No.
I'm not going to let them pay. Right? East Coast Breakfast.